Alléluia, 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 Alléluia.
Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom.
Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowds, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you may immediately see that it is going to rain. And so it does. And when you notice that the wind is blowing from the south, you see that it's going to be hot. And so it is. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. Why do you not know how to interpret the present time? Why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? If you are to go with your opponent before a magistrate, make an effort to settle the matter on the way. Otherwise, your opponent will turn you over to a judge, and the judge hand you over to the constable, and the constable throw you into prison. I say to you, you will not be treated, be released until you have paid the last penny." Word of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
For the first reading, it's a reading that St. Paul took Ephesians. Main theme is, there is one body, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. St. Paul is not talking about ecumenism. It is saying that we are one in the Lord because we have one gospel, one church, one faith. This unity of faith is a sign of being a Christian. Unity is the key word. From the mind of Jesus. At the last supper after consecration of his body and blood, he prayed, "Father, then all may be one." This unity is the spirit of Christ. If in a family, a society, a real Christ, we cannot say there is a strong unity. Because our unity is united with the Lord. Only with this grace that we can accept differences of our people. They can go ahead together in peace with others. Because Jesus lived the same way. Through his missionary dates when he's on earth, Jesus always created a family among the disciples, among people he loves. He often visited the family of Lazarus, who has two sisters. When he was by the Sea of Galilee, he stayed with the family of St. Peter. So, Jesus coming on earth is to create a family. If you remember, sometimes they are not up to our standard. Maybe some crippled people, some have a different orientation. They're still our brothers and sisters. They're still members of the family. And recently, Pope Francis emphasized unity is very important in the family. Even some members have the inclination toward the same sex. So the Pope invited family members to treat them equally well. Even to society, this asks the society to accept these people. They have different orientation, but they are children of God. It doesn't mean the Pope is promoting same-sex marriage or same-sex union, not this way. He just mentioned we should respect each person, give them the right to be in the society, in the family. And this is what he meant by St. Paul. In the church, there is one body, one Lord, one faith, one baptism.